is TJ Riggins Overtime.
You see, they're doing away with Lunchables in school lunches. They said after reports about the high sodium content, they will no longer be as part of the assisted lunch program or whatever they call it. Hmm. But who didn't know there was a lot of salt in a Lunchable?
Right.
Yeah, I didn't know they were part of any school lunch program.
Apparently they are. But Kraft Heinz is pulling them out of the program because of these reports about the high sodium content.
Regardless of the sodium, I don't think it's the healthiest of choices. I mean, crackers and cheese.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. What's the sodium?
Yeah, there's got to be something better.
I still say one of the worst things that I've ever had that is supposed to be normal food for people is that the Lunchable pizza.
Yeah.
Pepperoni pizza. That is disgusting.
Yeah.
I dated a girl. Every time she was having a bad day, she wanted a pizza Lunchable. Huh. And I'd go to the store, and I'm like, you can't possibly. We'll get a real pizza. We'll get a good frozen pizza, and we'll make it. She's like, no, it's like my comfort food. I was like, oh.
So this is an adult that had a bad day at work or something and wanted a Lunchable to make things better.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's strange.
And cheer her up. Now, she was only, she's very young. she was in her late 20s.
Bread is in that? I've never
had it. It's almost like a pita kind of bread, pita. I think.
Okay.
Yeah. Supposed to be.
I think it's pretty good.
Well,
but I'm just saying, if an adult told me that the way to get over a bad day was to go get a Lunchable of any kind, I would think, okay, we don't have anything in common anymore.
Right.
Well, yeah.
That's almost like the Pokemon cards. Like,
Well, she is my ex now, so maybe you're right. But at that time, whatever it was, it could have been, get me a llama. And if it's going to make my life a little bit easier, I'm going to get you that pizza Lunchable. But it was disgusting to watch her eat it and everything, that sauce all over her fingers.
And it's cold pizza.
Cold.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the cheese is not melted, and they just spreading that thick, pasty sauce on.
Ew.
Oh, it was so gross.
Does it sound good? Yeah,
no wonder you dumped her.
Yeah, well, it's funny how that works.
This is TJ Riggins Overtime. This is TJ Riggins Overtime.
All right, here we go. This is what I would sound like giving an inspirational speech, okay?
Hey, I'm just here to remind you that when life isn't horrible, it's actually pretty good. So if you just don't think about how horrible it is and think about how good it is, then it gets better. Even though the horrible stuff's still happening, there's still a lot of good stuff.
How can that not give you a brighter look at the day?
You're right. I feel a lot better now.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, even though it's still horrible stuff, it does have good stuff.
That's that. Keep it simple.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the time, it is not as good, though, because there's still horrible stuff happening. Oh, my God.
It's just a regular old Tony Robbins.
Wow. Wow.
This is TJ Riggins Overtime. Get TJ Riggins Overtime anytime at the new TJRiggins.com homepage.
We were talking about not unlunchables, but that's what they should be called. Lunchables a minute ago. Riggins, your mom fixed your lunch for you, packed a lunch, right?
Yeah.
To go to school. Did yours, Lindsay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We didn't. Growing up where I came from, nobody's parents packed lunches for them or anything. I mean, maybe a few. Like my friend Jesse was allergic to milk. Back before they called it lactose intolerant, they called it allergic to milk. And so I think his mom would pack lunch for him, but it was rare. We always ate what the school had.
Mm-hmm.
So how did that work? Did you not know what was in your lunch when you got to school until you opened it and saw, oh, look what my mom gave me?
Yeah.
Yeah, and mine was in my younger years. I ate cafeteria food when I was middle school, high school, but elementary school, I never knew what my mom packed.
Huh.
It was just like a surprise. And if I didn't want it, I still ate it.
Because the only reference I had to that was movies and stuff. Like when they go, oh, I don't like what my mom, I'll trade you this for that.
Yeah.
You know, whatever.
Pack lunch.
Lots of trading went on, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm. Man. Did you, Riggins, you never knew what your mom had put in there?
No. I mean, it was kind of a standard rotation of all the same stuff, but yeah, I didn't know what it was going to be that day.
Well, my kids to this day don't know what I had them.
I don't know if our kids knew. They knew that whatever Jody was going to put in there for them was something they had previously picked out at the store or whatnot. You want me to start getting this for your lunch or that?
Yeah,
for your lunch? But I don't know if they knew the day of what they were getting.
Right.
No, my mom was not looking for any feedback that I could have provided for. She's like, don't worry about it. You're going to get this.
You're getting it, yeah. Mm-hmm.
See, I wouldn't have been about that. I'm like, Mom, I'm either going to order from a menu that you have here of things that you'll fix, or I'll just take my chances. At least at school, I'll get a hot meal, and it won't be something cold, some kind of sandwich or crackers or something you throw in here.
That's true.
And raisins.
Right. Ugh. Yeah. You know.
But Louisiana school food was better. Probably than other school foods.
Yeah, they're doing something right.
Yeah, why? Because everybody fat from Louisiana.
No, no, 49th in education, but the school lunches were dynamite.
Yeah, we're spending all the resources on fresh seafood.
Yeah,
for the cafeteria.
I'll be in a good mood.
Yeah.
Welcome to the new TJ Riggins Overtime. Get TJ Riggins Overtime anytime at the new TJRiggins.com homepage.
I recognize this may be a little embarrassing, but I like a Christmas candle, y'all.
Oh, I know you do.
I do like, I don't have candles throughout the year, but at Christmas, there's something about that balsam and pine or like cedar and cinnamon.
Cinnamon's always good.
I like it at Christmas. I like a good Christmas candle. Now, this is a Christmas candle that's a little bit different. KFC has their own Christmas candle. It's called Bucket of Chicken, and it smells exactly like KFC's fried chicken and biscuits.
No thanks.
Yeah.
It's not really checking the box for me, but
I think the only time this would work if someone had someone over and acted like they made chicken, fried chicken, and lit it just to smell it up.
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah, because they bought the chicken, they're trying to pass it off as homemade.
Yeah. That's
good. Welcome to the new TJ Riggins Overtime. You can watch TJ Riggins Overtime anytime at the homepage, TJRiggins.com.
So Lindsay is back on the show. We're going to learn a little bit about Lindsay. If you don't know anything about her, she's married. She's got two kids under the age of five?
Four.
Under the age of four. But we're going to learn a little bit about her. What is the last movie you would watch if this was like, the end of your days? Like, you could watch one more movie.
Oh, my goodness.
Titanic.
I don't know. I mean, The Notebook.
You like The Notebook?
Yeah.
What is the last meal you would choose to have?
A Mexican dish of some sort, with all the queso on top.
You sound like TJ. What's the last cosmetic procedure you would have?
Ooh.
That could be like Botox or filler. Anything.
Lipo and a mommy makeover. Yeah. Suck it out.
That's one procedure in her world.
The mommy makeover. The mommy makeover is just like everything, but it's a one and done type.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're out one time under anesthesia.
That's what I need. Just one time. I don't want to keep going back. Yeah. That's great.
Sure.
What's the last animal you would choose to pet?
A llama. Yeah.
I don't know what I'm so tickled by that.
So you'd pet an alligator before you'd pet a llama?
Oh, wait.
Oh, no, you want to do it.
Yeah. Okay, you got one chance to do it.
Yeah, something you like. I'm sorry.
Okay.
What's the last store you would choose to visit? Like, you could, this is your last chance to go shopping at somewhere incredible.
I'd go to New York.
Yeah.
And I'd go to Bloomingdale's at Christmas. Not to be exact, but.
It's very specific.
Yeah.
What would be the last country you would choose to visit?
Oh, Italy.
Italy?
Yeah.
Okay, that's interesting. Where would you go, TJ? The last country you would choose to visit? Would you want to go anywhere?
Probably St. John.
Ooh. Yeah, with like the little huts on the beach.
Yeah.
I mean, huts on the water.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. What's the last cosmetic procedure you would have done?
Liposuction.
From where?
Huh?
From where?
You mean, from my belly.
Oh, you get it on your stomach?
And we could do a buy one, get one, some kind of, we'd be on the table together. Just
suck it all out. Okay, that's interesting.
Or maybe do something with this fat neck I got.
Yeah, that's what I want to say. Do something about the neck.
I'm not crazy about my ears. No, I think I have cute ears, but whatever.
You do.
Yeah, they're all right.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm old now. You know, the older you get, a man's ears get bigger with age.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Uh-huh. That's true, yeah.
Get TJ Riggins overtime anytime at the new TJRiggins.com homepage. You can watch TJ Riggins overtime anytime at the homepage, TJRiggins.com.
Riggins, if you were to meet someone today, fall in love, and just have to run to the altar to marry this person in the state of mind you have right here in November of 2024, would your dog be part of the ceremony? Would your dog be dressed in a little tuxedo and be part of the wedding ceremony?
No, I don't think so.
Would your dog even be at the wedding?
It depends on who can watch him. I wouldn't choose to have him there, no.
Yeah.
No. I love him, but I don't need him to be part of my wedding.
Yeah. Would you be married in a church, though?
Yes.
You'd be a Catholic church because your parents are so Catholic. Well, they probably don't allow dogs in a Catholic church, do they?
I haven't seen many dogs in the Catholic church.
Okay, good.
But I have seen Sabrina Carpenter in there filming a music video, so I don't know. Anything goes now.
I'd rather see a dog.
You're not kidding.
Get TJ Riggins overtime anytime at the new TJRiggins.com homepage.